of Surrey.
Together, we can make a difference. BBC Radio Surrey.
Time to make a difference this Sunday afternoon. And I'm pleased to welcome back onto the programme John Andrews, who will become a regular on Sylvie's show. He's been on once before, and his next appearance on the show happens to be today, Sunday the 3rd of April. I'll let him tell you why he's on and what he does. Afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, David. Yeah, thank you for inviting me on. Really, really nice to talk to you. I produce... inclusive radio show on community radio, which is called the Sunny Sessions. So I work for the Sunnybank Trust, which is an Epsom-based charity, working with the learning disability community. So I produce the radio show, which I think is quite unique for charity to have its own radio show. And we'll just sort of talk about all sorts of different things, really. Be it a light-hearted news story, how people are feeling, particularly important at the moment as we come out of the restrictions from COVID. There's still a lot of anxiety around the learning disability community about, you know, what happens next. So, you know, it's just about people having their say and really giving a voice to people with learning disabilities.
I didn't even know anything like this went on, so shame on me for not knowing, and hats off to you for getting involved and being such an active participant. Now, I know we've also got audio to play to illustrate your good work.
Yeah, so this is some work I did with the Orpheus Centre, which is based in Godstone. So that's kind of a college, I guess, for people with learning disabilities, and they have a journalism student. And we took a newspaper article and we looked at how we could tell the story on the radio, you know, in a less formal way. So it was a story about emojis.
Do you find it easy using emojis more than speaking face to face to tell people how you feel?
Look at this story we found in the newspaper.
There was some research which found most of us feel more comfortable letting people know how we feel by using an emoji.
Sometimes it can be hard to speak to somebody about how we feel because the truth is we don't know how they will respond.
Some people even break up with their partner using a GIF.
A GIF is a short repeating video that gets a visual message across.
Sometimes it's easier to use an image to show how we feel when we can't find the right words.
I don't use an emojis because it just shows the person that you're texting, like, how you're actually feeling.
I'm really worried that the use of emojis in the world is going to take human conversation in time out of the world.
I must say I'm very impressed by the fact that they're using emojis to communicate. I suppose it's a very good tool and a very good way of doing it. If you do have difficulty writing or speaking, then just a pre-prepared emoji, which, if anyone doesn't know, it started off as the original smiley face on your phone, didn't it? And now there's emojis, which are little faces conjuring emotion for all sorts of aspects of the human condition.
I mean, there is so many different emojis and GIFs and all sorts of things, more than I even knew. And, you know, it was interesting sort of getting people's opinions on that and the fact that some of those members of the Orpheus Centre students didn't like the idea because, you know, they're saying that if you can and you're able to, maybe it's better to have a conversation and tell someone how you feel face to face. But then, if you have not able to communicate verbally, you know, holding up a card or an emoji on a smiley face, a sad face, or pointing to an emoji, that's a really good way of expressing yourself and communicating.
I was also very struck by the very clear joy in all of the people we heard on that little piece of audio. They all seem so very happy and confident in putting their views forward, which is a lovely thing.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they really enjoyed it, and I was really impressed with how they worked. I mean, that was originally going to be just a couple of hours session in the morning, and it got to lunchtime, and they wanted to carry on. So I stayed for the afternoon, and we did some, worked some more on it. And, you know, we it was really good for them as well, because it really told them the difference between, you know, a newspaper article and a piece that's on the radio. And you can't just sort of read out a newspaper article straight. You have to kind of rewrite it a bit. And that's what we did there.
Yes, and on that subject, I'm sure one of the key tricks that you know already, if you're talking about an individual, then you would use their first name on the radio, but you might use their surname in print. So many times I hear, if somebody's, for example, reading a biography of Rod Stewart before playing one of his records, they'll go, blah, 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 blah. Then in 1977, Stewart did... No, it's got to be Rod, otherwise it sounds very inhuman, doesn't it?
It does, and the language they use in newspaper articles as well. I mean, it's, you know, it serves its purpose, but in conversation, there are all sorts of different words and massive figures and things like that in some of these articles. I've done some of these sessions with other groups, and, you know, we've had, you know, massive numbers with, like, millions of digits afterwards. And, you know, you don't need to have that much detail. You, in conversation, you just get the basic story across as if you're turning to a friend. So that's kind of what we worked on with that, and I think it was quite a good success, that session.
I take my hat off to you, John. You've got a real vocation here, I think, in the work you're doing. If we have whetted anyone's appetite and they want to find out more, ways of contacting you, is there a website?
There is, yes. So first of all, the Sunny Sessions is broadcast on Surrey Hills Community Radio, which is online and on your smart speaker. So you can hear that on a Monday and a Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. And then also on the first Monday, so I think... tomorrow, first Monday of a month, we will be doing a live show. So all the shows are pre-recorded, but then we do once a month a live one, which is really special. It means people can get in touch in real time, so that's really nice. And that's at 9 o'clock in the evening. But yeah, the Sunny Bank Trust, if you have a look at our website, sunnybanktrust.org, we've got a Sunny Sessions section on there, so you can find out and listen back to some of the shows. And if anyone would love to get in touch, and anyone from across Sussex and Surrey, involved with the learning disability community, or, you know, wants to get involved in any way in the show, then, you know, just drop us an email to info@sunnybanktrust.org. And also, once you're on our website, we've got a list of our current volunteering opportunities. At the moment, we have an allotment in Epsom, which is, you know, a really great facility. You know, we're able to provide gardening opportunities for our members and spending time outdoors. But we can really do a volunteer, somebody who can help us to, you know, run gardening sessions and, you know, run the allotment. So you can go to our website, sunnybanktrust.org, and find out more information about that. And get in touch on the email, which is info@sunnybanktrust.org. And, of course, we're on social media as well. Just search for the Sunny Bank Trust.
John, thank you so much for joining us on the programme this afternoon.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you, David.